This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Tuesday is Veterans Day, but originally November 11th was known as Armistice Day because that's the day the fighting stopped in World War I at the 11th hour on the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918. Very few people know a lot about World War I, but joining me now to talk about the significance of Armistice Day and the lessons of World War I still being learned today is Dr. Tom Connor, professor of history at Hillsdale College in Michigan, where he holds the William P. Harris Chair in Military History. And Dr. Connor, thanks so much for your time.
Wonderful to be with you, Greg. Thanks for having me.
It was by no accident that the fighting stopped on all 11s at 11 o'clock on November 11th, 1918. Explain how the agreement came that the fighting would stop at that point.
Well, it was pretty much an arbitrary decision made by French and German negotiators. The Germans were the ones that asked for the ceasefire. The French were actually reluctant to give it to them because French and British and American armies were all advancing against the Germans when the fighting actually did stop in early November 1918. But I honestly don't know whether the armistice negotiators and the ones who were in control of the proceedings thought all the way through that series of 11s, but it was by the stroke of a pen and at the very stroke of 11, as you've said, that the fighting stopped. But interestingly, all sources agree on this, that right up to the stroke of 11 on that November 11th, the guns were still firing, and then suddenly they went silent. It had to have been a remarkably dramatic and almost eerie moment for those who were in place to witness it.
Many Americans, of course, are shaky on their history anyway, Dr. Connor, but especially so, it seems, on World War I. What should we all know about the significance of that war and the impact it still has on us today?
Well, there's plenty for us and everyone to learn from the First World War. The First World War essentially redrew the map of Europe and all the boundaries of nation states, and it also redrew the map of the Middle East. The nation of Iraq, or rather I should say the state of Iraq, emerged from the debris of a fallen empire in the Middle East in the early 1920s. The fallen empire, of course, was the Ottoman Empire. But just the sheer destructiveness of this war, I think, set it apart, but it was also an enormous psychological blow to the populations of the Western world, because the war came at a time when there was a tremendous belief in progress and a tremendous optimism about the future. There was even a belief that perhaps man had learned to outgrow war. But then this terrible, persistent bloodletting occurred, and it was very hard to be optimistic about the future in the wake of the First World War. And I think, Greg, one of the reasons why Americans know so little about the war, we were Johnny-come-latelys, you might say. The war originated in Europe. President Wilson was in the White House. He originally pleaded almost with the American people to remain neutral in thought as well as deed. And it was only toward the very end of the war that Americans became involved in it. But we were certainly involved long enough and at just the right time to have played a decisive role in concluding the war with a victory in favor of the Allies.
Dr. Connor, in our last couple minutes here, it's obvious, as you mentioned, the Americans joined the struggle late in the war on the side of the Allies, of course. The war started in the summer of 1914. The Americans didn't enter the war until 1917, didn't actually start fighting till 1918. But it was the first time the U.S. engaged in a war on European soil. How did that change the American role in international affairs from that point forward?
Well, it certainly changed our role in the sense that we broke out of that longstanding pattern of isolationism that had been proposed, and we might even say institutionalized, as far back as the Washington Farewell Address in 1796. So on the one hand, we did break out of that pattern and fight a war in Europe, but there was so much disillusionment on the part of Americans after the war that we retreated to isolationism in the immediate aftermath of the 1920s and the 1930s, until, of course, a second and even greater war came along, and it is to be sure the combination of World War One and World War Two that fundamentally and perhaps irretrievably or irreversibly changed the position of America in the world. But World War One kind of gave us our first taste of it, and it also, because of the terms on which President Wilson took us into the war, crusading to make the world safe for democracy, I think the First World War implanted an idea, anyway, in American minds. We don't all share it today, but this idea that America could somehow remake the world in its own image. That's a noble idea, but it's also gotten us into some trouble in the intervening years since.
Dr. Connor, less than a minute to go here, but you, of course, have studied not only World War One, but all wars in American history, and a day when we honor all who have worn the uniform. What sort of qualities have you noticed among those who have fought in every generation throughout our country's history?
Well, Americans are noble warriors. We tend to fight honorably, I believe, because we tend to fight wars for idealistic reasons. We are slow to anger, but once we are threatened sufficiently to fight, we tend to fight very effectively, and we have lost wars in our history, but we have won more than we have lost. And the sad thing is, perhaps, that we haven't been as fortunate as we have been on the field of battle in winning the aftermath of wars. And I think the experience we are currently in Iraq is a witness of that kind of thing.
Well, Dr. Connor, let's hope that on this 90th anniversary, it sparks an interest in America's role as well as the significance of World War One. I'm proud to say that I know some of it because I learned it from you. Thanks for your time today.
Great pleasure, Greg. Thanks for calling.
Dr. Tom Connor is a professor of history at Hillsdale College in Michigan. He is also the holder of the William P. Harris Chair in Military History at the school. This is Dateline Washington.